We would like to speak to you about what we are going to call redeeming the high feminine gifts. This is such an excellent time to do that. Your voice, which is more powerful now, oddly enough, than it probably has been in the past, is now the voice of sanity. And what an interesting juxtaposition, because before, the voice of sanity, in theory, was the patriarchal voice. But when you looked at it up close, it was not sane at all. The voice of the strong feminine has always been the voice of sanity. But now it is being heard. It is planning things. It is objecting to things, supporting things. And this is a beautiful time for you to allow yourself to move back into that voice. Now, I believe we all understood what took it away, but there are some interesting discomforts about reclaiming that voice, because there may be an old memory in your body of war, which we completely understand. In other words, since the patriarchal voice was the strong one, then the high feminine was not even heard. And as a result of that, several things happened with our voices. Sometimes they became very loud. Sometimes they became very angry. Sometimes they became very judgmental. Sometimes they became very manipulative. We say all of this with absolutely no judgment, but with a full understanding that when power has been taken from any group of people, then the response to that is going to be one of the responses which we talked about just now. So what we are looking at now is certainly not a pullback of power, but it is, how do we say, refining the delivery of our power and moving into a position where we hold our power. You see, what we know from a patriarchal rule is that a screaming woman or an angry woman is very, very easy to disempower. All the patriarch has to do is look at her and say, see, she is out of control. And look at the way she is behaving, and that is why we should not hear her voice. That is a very old program, but it is one that we would like to correct now. And there are two key things here. One is the holding of your power persistently. And what that means is you say what is true. You say what is true. You say what is true. And it does not demand a yelling or a pushing. What it demands is this holding. This holding, which is a place where woman is so very powerful. It is simply that we are going to repeat what is true forever. And that is the thing you hold inside of yourself. And it may seem strange that that is a power, but when you are able to do that, and the patriarch is a liar, the holding of truth is always stronger than the lie. Always. And so that is one thing to keep in mind. The second thing to keep in mind is something we are going to borrow from something that was said about Christ when he was 12. And that is, he spoke as one having authority. And what that means is you are connected to the universe and you have authority because you have opened to it and because you have chosen it. Now, of course, we understand the meaning of this lesson on a large national plane, but we want you to understand it in your personal lives as well. These two things are two of the very large feminine power positions. And what we are learning to do now, both in our private lives and in our public lives, is we are learning to move to the center and to hold and to speak as one having authority. Because we know what is true, we are going to hold it and repeat it, and we have the right to do that. Now, a good way to practice this, of course, is in your daily life. We would have to say that the gear that women have been taught most effectively is reverse. So when you come to a situation that is fraught or combative, we have been taught to reverse. So you can practice this by simply not reversing. When something comes into your world and you know the truth about it, and you know that you have the right to know the truth about it, no matter how small it is a time to practice holding. It is a time to know that you have the right. But done in the feminine way, it is far more powerful because you do not give the lie the ability to point the finger at your instability. And that is how patriarchal power has been kept in place for so long. So to become comfortable with this means that you practice it wherever you are. Honor truth when you know it. Hold within yourself that you will hold it and repeat it as often as you need to. And know that you have the right. And this does a beautiful thing. It does not mean you have to do it perfectly, and it does not mean that you have to win every battle. But every time you assume these positions, you become more powerful. And we are going to remind you of a spiritual teaching we believe you know about, which is when you see what is negative and powerful, you do not need to take it on in hand-to-hand combat, because sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is put your energy into the center where truth lives. Sometimes telling the truth. You cannot see the millions of other women who are telling the truth, but they are there. And to know that to speak truthfully, to repeat it, to hold it and know that you have the right, means that you are giving energy to a pool of energy that will eventually drown the lie. And that too is a feminine power, having an awareness of that which you cannot see, but which you begin to feel is there, and to move into your own power without defiling your center. You do not need to speak in panic or speak in rage or speak in anything, because all of those things are saying that you do not have power and you do not have the right. And you do. So whether it is taking control of a situation where you can take control of it, or whether it is adding your voice and your energy to a great pool of truth, when you do this, you are becoming the woman you are here to be. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel the power of love all around you. And breathe in love. And exhale fear. And feel the earth send your power up, the power to walk on the earth in your strength and your truth. And feel the earth sending an energy up through your body that supports your walk on the earth. And open the crown and feel the golden light of spirit begin to pour into your body, opening the crown to let you receive what is yours. Feel the flow of that golden light into your third eye, opening the third eye so that your intuition becomes powerful and alive and you know the truth of it. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and heal your throat center so that what you say to yourself always has respect, always has support, always has love, and feel all other communications displaced, removed from your throat. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart center. And feel the golden light flow across your growing heart, your strong heart. And let the heart release anything that would keep you from your power, any old belief, any old pattern. Feel those old patterns removed from your heart and replaced with the love and the wisdom that is yours, unique to you and powerful in you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light remove all the emotions that do not support you, that make you afraid, that make you doubt who you are and your right to be who you are. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. and let that golden light move out shame, judgment, old beliefs and wounds that would make you less than who you are. Feel those releasing from your body. And let the simplicity of the second center return. Let the simplicity of the cleansing chakra return to you, so that whatever needs to be released or washed away is working again. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light and the energy from the earth come together to form a power structure for what you want to create, for what you want to be. And breathe and allow your body to become strong, to become wise, to become loving. And move your attention into your heart center. And see in your heart center that a gift has been left for you. And in the golden light of the circle in your heart, resting your mind, allow yourself to know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.